The U.S. military reports six American soldiers and an interpreter were killed in a roadside bombing in Baghdad yesterday. A seventh American died in another explosion south of the city. We take a few moments now to remember a Marine killed earlier. Lance Corporal Walter O'Hare had been in Iraq for just 6 weeks. He was cremated May 15th, the day he would have turned 21. Reporter Bianca Vasquez-Tonis from WBUR in Boston has this remembrance.
Before Walter O'Hare went to Iraq, he was stationed in North Carolina, more than 800 miles away from home. But he still drove to Massachusetts every weekend.
Other than the fact that he kept bringing all these Marines home, it's almost like Walter wasn't gone, because he was constantly calling and was constantly here.
His mom, Maureen O'Hare, says Walter, or Wally as they call him, missed the warmth of their crowded home. She and her husband had five kids, adopted four more, and over time fostered more than 50. Wally was in the middle of the nine.
He was different. He was my stubborn one.
He was also the most mischievous. When Wally would drive home from North Carolina, he'd often drop off friends in Manhattan and call his mom to make sure she knew he was in New York City, a place that terrified her.
I'm like, Wally, why do you do this to me? I have anxiety. He says, you have anxiety because you choose to.
As Maureen remembers Wally, she fiddles with the chain around her neck that holds two heart-shaped pendants. One is for her husband, Tommy, who died 2 years ago. The other is in memory of one of their foster children. Now she's sharing stories about Wally with her cousin Patty Ann King. Together they laugh more than they cry.
He's one of those guys that you look at and say, that's somebody I like to party with. You know, he had a great personality.
King says Wally called her about once a week after he joined the military a year and a half ago. She says the family was surprised when stubborn Wally became an obedient Marine.
I couldn't believe it was coming out of Wally's mouth that they're making him clean and run. And I'm thinking, you can't get Wally to clean anything, you know, but, you know, if the Marines showed him to clean it, it would be spick and span.
When it was almost time for Wally to go to Iraq at the end of March, Walter left his car with his mom and didn't plan to make any more weekend pilgrimages to Massachusetts. But at the last minute, he rented a car and drove up anyway.
Are you really going to stay in the service, or are you going to go AWOL on me? Why do you keep coming home? I was teasing him. He's like, Ma, I'm going over there. I'm going to do what's right, but I like to be here.
Maureen supported her son going to Iraq, but her daughter Margaret, Wally's older sister, didn't want him to go.
My friend's husband just came home from Iraq, and last week I said to him, is my baby going to be okay? And he's like, he'll be fine, princess, I promise. He'll be home. He's like, the war's almost over. He hid from me yesterday.
His mom got word that Wally was killed while on foot patrol in Al Anbar province.
He had full gear on, from what they say, and he just happened to get a bullet in the back of the head, just somehow where the material wouldn't have protected. Very unfortunate.
Maureen O'Hare plans to keep an urn with Wally's ashes in a window at the front of their home. For NPR News, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.